The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Me'ilavot. Our Gemara brings down two parallel machlokes. One is by Basar Kachi Kachim Shiatzof Nezrikas Damim, whether the Zrika would work for the Basar Kachi Kachim. That a person should be moil in it, that you could be moil in it, and, I mean, that if you were moil, you bring a carbon, you have to pay, and that you're chayav lo mishum pigal nois for tame. And the other opposite machlokes is by emure kachim kalim sheyatzul fnei zrikas damim, whether the zrika works for them, that she have mila, and that you should be chayav mishum pigal nois for tame, or the other way around. So the argument in two cases. One is by Basar Kachi Kachim that went out, and another is by Emuri Kachim Kalim. And by Meila, it's an opposite kind of situation. In one case, the Zrika would accomplish Meila. In one case, the Zrika would take off Meila. The Gemara in Zvachim has a question: whether Emuri Kachim Kalim that leave the Azara before Zrika, whether these emurim are nifsal. The halacha is that basar kachi kachim, we know, that if it goes out of the azara, even before zrikas damim, it's nifsal, it becomes possible. There's a question in the Gemara whether emure kachim kalim, if they go out of the azara before zrika, whether or not they become possible. So the Gemara attempts to prove from our Mishnah. The Gemara says that this should depend on this argument in our Mishnah. Since Rav Lezer and Rav Akiva argue whether zrika works for emure kachim kalim that left the Azara before Zrika, if so, that's probably what they argue about. It's probable that Rekiva and Relezer are arguing about whether or not they become Pasul. Asks the Shita Mekubetzis over there, that how could anybody think that that's the argument? In the beginning of the Mishnah, by Basar Kachi Kachim that went out before Zrika's Damim, there's no question, everybody agrees that the Basar becomes Pasul. Nevertheless, there's an argument between Rekiva and Rebelezer whether or not the Zrika will work for that Basar. So obviously in that case, the argument has nothing at all to do with whether or not it becomes possible. However, if so, why would anybody in their right mind think that the argument in our case, in the second case of the Mishnah, by Emuri Kachim Kalim, is whether or not it becomes possible? Wouldn't it be more convenient for us to say that the argument is the same thing? It parallels the first argument. Everybody would agree that it does become possible, just like Basar of Kachi Kachim. And the argument will be whether that soul prevents the Zrika from working for those Emurim. Why would we want to concoct a whole new argument regarding whether or not it becomes possible? That's the question the Shita Mekubetzis asks. So the Shita Mekubetzis' answer is no. Hakadisa. Perhaps the Gemara and the Havamina held over there that the two things are totally unrelated. And true, while it's true that the argument in the Reisha about the Basar Kachi Kachim is certainly not whether or not it becomes possible, perhaps the argument in the Sefer, the Gemara held in the Havamina, is regarding whether or not the Emurim become possible. So it bothered me very much. I don't really understand how the Shita Mekubetzis is really answering the question. L'chaira, an argument could be made that there's absolutely no reason for the Gemara to unlink these two machlokes in between Rekiva and Rebelezer. Why would the Gemara reach such a strange conclusion? I mean, it's actually not a conclusion, it's a Havamina of the Gemara, but still, why would the Gemara think such a thing in the Havamina? The Shita Mekubetzis' answers didn't really satisfy me that much. So I thought that there maybe is a little bit of a hechrach, a reason, a motive why the Gemara insisted on unlinking these arguments. This is just to explain the answer of the Shita Mekubetzis. The Shita Mekubetzis is saying that you don't have to say that they're the same argument. You could say that they're different. The question is, what's the motive? Why are we trying to unlink these two arguments? So I wanted to explain as follows. The Gemara in Chulin discusses the psul of Yoytze. And the Gemara says that the psul of Yoytze has something to do with a pasuk which says the following. The pasuk says that a person is not allowed to eat basar basada trefa. Basar that's in the sada, that's outside in the field, lying around, ripped off of an animal, you're not allowed to eat. So generally, that's either talking about trefor, basar menachai, some kind of other isser, either the isser of eating an animal that was actually wounded, basar basad, trefor, meat that gets that's ripped apart in the field, meaning an animal that gets an injury that causes it to die, or it's referring to the isser of basar menachai, meat that gets ripped off of a live animal outside. Now, the Gemara over there applies this isser also to the isser of yoytze, the psul of yoytze by kachim. The fact that kachim that goes out of its mechitza is possible is because of the pasuk of basar basar treif. In other words, you interpret the pasuk as saying that basar which is in the sada, the basar which is outside in the field, is you can't eat. Meaning that any basar which is not where it's supposed to be within its confined mechitzas is aser to eat. So since kachim has specific mechitzas which the Torah defines for it, the meat of kachim cannot leave the azara. So the azara is a mechitza. It's a wall for the meat of kachim. So therefore, if it goes outside of that wall, it's basar basar. Then therefore, leisa chelu, and it's no good. Now that. One can make the following argument, that the Gemara understood that when it applies to basar of kachi kachim, there's no question that the walls of the azara are a mechitza for that basar. That basar must stay within the confines of the walls of the azara, because the basar has a mitzvah to be eaten specifically within the walls of the azara. They can't be taken out when the kohenim eat them. So the basar itself needs to be within those walls. When it comes to emurei kachim kalim, one can argue that the Gemara understood in the Hava Mina that it doesn't make any sense to say that there's any kind of mechitza regarding the emurim. We know that basar of kachim kalim can be taken all over Yerushalayim. So the walls of the azara are absolutely not a mechitza for basar of kachim kalim. As far as the emurim, we don't find anywhere in the Torah that you have to specifically have the emurim within the azara. It's true, you have to be makter the emurim on top of the mizbeach, and the mizbeach happens to be found only in the azara. But there's nothing specific to the walls of the azara, and any reason that I would assume that the walls of the azara are some kind of cutoff point beyond which I should not be able to transport emurim of kachim kalim. There's no reason to assume that the walls of the azara are mechitza for the emurim of kachim kalim, and that I would then say that if it went outside of the walls, it's basar basad, that's outside in the field. What makes it outside in the field? What about the azara is so special for the emurim of kachim kalim? The Gemara understood that the only reason that it's possible to say why the emurim of kachim kalim would have any psul at all would only be because we know that the emurim have to have a mitzvah of zrika performed in them. And since the emurim become mutter to be makter on the mizbeach when you do zrika. Once you do zrika, now I can go ahead and be makter the emurim on the mizbeach. So if you hold that the zrika does not work for something outside of the azara, then the emurim would become pasul. Why? Because since zrika doesn't work for the emurim if the emurim are outside of the azara, so then since the emurim have a mitzvah that you must perform zrika with to be matter these emurim, and the only way you can perform zrika is only if the emurim are found within the confines of the walls of the azara, so therefore it would make sense to say that the walls of the azara are mechitza for the emurim. But if you say ein zrika me'alas l'yotze, the Gemara assumes that it would be impossible to say that the emurim become pasul when they go outside of the azara. Because the walls of the azara have nothing to do with the emurim. There's no reason to say that the walls of the azara are mechitza for the emurim. So therefore the Gemara understood that the argument in the end of the Mishnah must be whether or not the emurim become pasul when they go out. You can't say that everybody agrees the emurim become pasul, and then the only question that remains for us is whether or not the zrika works for it. That's impossible to say, because once you tell me that the zrika works for it, even if it's outside of the azara, I would automatically reach the conclusion that it would not become pasul when it goes outside of the azara. So the question of whether or not the emurim become pasul must be dependent on the machlokes in the Mishnah, regardless of what the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about. You're right, the beginning of the Mishnah is certainly talking about that it does become pasul according to everybody. Because in the beginning of the Mishnah, basar of kachi kachim, that's true, that the walls of the azara are the mechitza for basar of kachi kachim. That's a fact. So therefore, you can have an argument whether or not when it goes out and it becomes possible, whether or not Zrika works for it. And perhaps that argument is only whether or not the Zrika works when it has a Psul Yotze on it. But in the Seif of the Mishnah, since there's a possibility, since there's one Mandomer who says that Zrika works even if it went out, once that Mandomer says that, it's impossible for me anymore to say that the Imurim become possible. So I can't say in the Seifa that everybody agrees that the Imurim are possible. And the whole argument is whether the Zrika works on it regardless of that soul. Because it's impossible for it to become possible if the Zrika works on it, because there's nothing about the rules of the Azara that can be considered a mechitza for the Imurim of the Kachim Kalim if the Zrika does apply, even if the Emurim are outside of the walls of the Azara.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.